How's it going?
Fine. She said you were going to give me the name of the person that hung up on me?
You know, I don't have necessarily.
Look for it,
then. I'll have to look it up and go from there. What's going on, though?
Put me on hold if you need to.
What's going on? What can I help you with other than that?
Jesus Christ. Give me their name.
So, Chris, what's going on? I show that your gas is shut off, and we
want to... What's going on if she hung up on me, and you're refusing to give me their name? That's what's going on.
I'm going to have to research it, Chris, so bear with me
here.
Well,
research it, then.
Okay. Hey, no need to get upset. Let's go ahead and figure out what the problem
is. Too late for that. Maybe you shouldn't have fucking hung up on me, huh?
You know, and I don't necessarily know if it was innocent. And you know what? There was a note that just came through that you requested to speak with the supervisor, and it got dropped. So the person that you were speaking with's name was Kathy.
Was that the supervisor's name or hers?
That was her name, and then the call got dropped. So.
Okay, and what's the name of Kathy's supervisor?
Kathy's direct supervisor, that it was being transferred, was Mary Lee. But that's, at this point in time, let's see what I can do to help you out from this point forward, because that's not irrelevant to getting your gas back on. So.
Well, Kathy proceeded to lie to me and say that you put a 48-hour notice on my door on August 15th.
Okay.
That's the second time you fucking lied to me. I checked my security footage for that entire week. Nobody from Cholestar Gas even came fucking close to the property, not even driving down the street.
Okay. You know,
now you want to tell me how that's fucking possible? Do you have fucking ninjas working for you?
I'm showing the same thing, Chris, that we left a 48-hour notice on the 13th of August.
Well, I'm calling you a fucking liar.
Okay. You know,
I've got 24-hour surveillance of my front door, of my back door, of the street, of the intersection in front of my house. Nobody from your company even came close to the property.
Okay.
Now, how is that possible?
You know, I don't know. Have you reviewed the footage?
You don't know. Excuse me?
Have you reviewed the footage?
Oh, I have definitely reviewed the footage.
Okay. You know, at this point in time, I show that we left it. We left it 10 days.
No, at this point in time, state law dictates that you are required to put a 48-hour notice on the door, correct?
No, not by law, actually.
Yes, you are, actually. I talked to them.
Yeah, no, it's a courtesy, especially...
No, it's not, actually. I talked to the fucking department because you guys refused to call me. Instead, you drive somebody out and put a notice on my door. I talked to them.
Okay, but it's... I won't get into logistics with you. You can look it up if you like.
Well, we're going to get into logistics. Because you are lying to me.
I'm not, Chris.
Law dictates that you are required to put a notice on my door. You did not.
Okay.
You're saying that you did. You're lying to me.
Okay.
Whoever the fuck that driver is who said that they didn't is lying.
Okay.
And if I have to fucking hire an attorney to find out why, I will.
Okay.
And we'll have a big, long civil case.
It seems like we go on this continual pattern. A number of times. I've spoken with you in the past. Looks like we spoke to you back in May. So as far as getting your gas on, the main
thing... I don't want to get my fucking gas on, Jesus! Are you even fucking listening?
Okay, Chris, you know what?
Are you listening?
Hey, you need to be respectful.
Okay.
I'm respectful to you, so you need to, need to turn that around.
No, you're not. You're fucking lying to me.
Okay, I'm going to end the call if you don't.
Then I'll call right back.
Okay.
You're in the call, I'll call back.
If you're
that's how it's
going
to work, then.
If you're going to speak to me or my representatives this way, we'll refuse to talk to you over the phone. So you need to treat us with respect.
Then how do I talk to you?
Talk to me like a human being, please. I appreciate that. I don't appreciate your language. I don't appreciate you yelling at me. I don't appreciate you yelling at my reps. So
I don't appreciate you flat-out lying to me.
And I'm not. I'm telling you what I see
yes,
in
you
my
are.
System, Chris.
Yes, you are.
I'm telling you what I see in my system.
Okay. I don't care. Do you want me to send you my footage?
You know what? You know, if it needs
we'll
to get
sit down
to
with an attorney, with your supervisor, in front of your computer screen with the driver, and we'll go through the footage. And you tell me how a driver said that they put a notice on my door at this time on this date, and there's no evidence of that whatsoever.
You know, Chris, and at this point in time, I'm telling you what I see in my system, and I'm not lying as far as what I see in my system. I see on the 8/13, I show that we left a notice. I'm just telling you what my system says. And I can take it up with my credit supervisor to let them know that you are saying that you didn't get a notice. But if I remember right, back in May, you said you didn't get a notice as well. And so it seems to be a kind of a continual process of where we kind of go in this battle here and there. I want to stop it once for all and take care of you so we don't run into this issue again. And as far
well,
as doing
let's
that,
see. My guess is probably the same driver, isn't it?
You know, I'm not sure. I'm going to have to check with my credit supervisor to double check. So.
Okay, let's do that.
If that's
can you get them on the phone?
They're not here right now. No.
They're not there. When are they there?
Usually between 8 and 4 is their typical hours that my credit department's around. So I can work with them tomorrow and talk with them about it and get back with you. That's not a problem.
Hey, are you there at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning?
I won't be, no. But they will be, and I will
okay,
correlate
can you give
them.
Me their direct phone number?
No, I don't have a direct number that I can give you right off the bat. But I will get with them.
What department is it?
It's my credit department.
And they don't have a phone number? They don't take calls?
No, they don't. They don't take calls from the public, no.
Why not?
You work through customer care, and that's how we contact with them. So they don't.
And
have
if customer
enough.
Care is lying to me, they know they're lying to me. Who do I go through?
You know, our Public Service Commission monitored us very closely. You know.
Oh, believe me, I've talked to them.
If that's the route that you want to go, you can most certainly go that route. But I'm just telling you what I have in my system right off the bat. So.
Okay, so I'll take my footage to the Public Service Commission. With the recorded phone call that I and with Kathy.
Okay. And you know, and you can have my if this is recorded too, you can have that because I show it right here. I've got and I can even
you have what?
I have my screen right here that I'm looking at too that I'll print off and keep for my sakes too, just so you know that I'm not lying to you based upon what I see. So
okay, and what's the driver's name?
I don't have that right off the bat. I'm gonna work with my credit department on that. So
you don't have the well, your screen tells you who went to that location on that day.
Let me double check in here, because not all the time is that accurate. So I can see where the orders are assigned and where they're at. So let me double check.
It's not accurate. That's another lie.
It's true.
You don't track where your drivers go?
Our credit and collections work a little bit differently. They have different routes that they go on. If one's not covered, they assign out to specific people, but it does work a little bit differently than our technicians do. So let me pull this up. The gentleman's name that it was supposed to be assigned to, his name is Christopher. And he's a credit and collections rep.
Does he have a driver number?
He doesn't. He has an employee number, though.
Okay, what's up?
9996. Just out of curiosity's sake, I'm going to check the previous orders for you, too, and see if that was...
Probably the same driver.
We can double check. Let's see, when's the last time we talked to you? Back in May? And it was, yep. 99.96 is Christopher.
Big surprise, huh?
Yeah, and I'm more than happy to take it up with my with
yeah,
my
you take it up to them.
So.
I'm not paying a fucking reconnect fee if your dumbass fucking drivers are not doing their job.
Okay. No, and I, you know, if you didn't get a 40 out or
I'll make sure that motherfucker gets fired.
Hey, Chris, cut it out, man.
Cut out what out? He's not doing his fucking job. And he's costing me money.
Speaking to me that way. I've respected you, and I expect for you to respect me back, so...
Yeah, well, nobody investigated this 3 months ago, 4 months ago.
And I
did
can
they?
Assure you, I can assure you...
Nobody did they?
I was the one that worked on it, yeah.
You talked to the driver?
I talked to my credit...
Okay, you pulled the GPS information from his truck, because I know they have them. that proves that he went down my street and stopped and put a notice on my door.
You know, those collectors, they are a little bit, they're a little bit different. They are a little bit different than our technicians as far as the vehicles that they drive. And so that, as far as that GPS system with them, we don't necessarily have that depending on where they're at and what, whether it's a technician,
you know,
or
stop
a
lying.
Supervisor. So, and I'm not.
Stop lying.
Chris, I'm not. And I wouldn't do that. I have no reason to
lie.
You did
not investigate it then, and you're not going to investigate it now.
I am, and I did last time. You know, and so most certainly if it's an ongoing issue.
You did last time, so you have proof that they put a notice on my door.
I don't necessarily have the exact proof, but I did.
What exactly did you
investigate? I did speak
then?
It over with my collections manager. So.
And what did they say?
They said that they would take, I'm just reading through the notes right now, but from my conversation with it, they said that they would continue to monitor that specific person and take it from there. So, and at that time, there hadn't been any issues from that point on. So I will bring it up again with them and take it from there. I don't have an exact answer for you right now. And I wish I did, but. I mean, at this point, what we'll do, Chris, is we'll take it from me speaking with my credit manager tomorrow. I can assure you I will speak with them tomorrow, and you'll either hear from me or them, and we'll have to just play it by ear from that point. So there are other measures that we take to prevent shutoff. It looks like we sent a 10-day letter out on the... Let's see here, 13th of June. We did receive a payment on the 15th of July, but it wasn't sufficient to cover the turnoff process. But
what do you mean? I talked to somebody when I made that payment.
Let's double check. On the 15th, let me pull up that payment. Looks like you made it through Western Union.
I believe I talked to somebody and gave them the confirmation number.
Let's double check. So it looks like on the 15th, you made that through the web at 9:28 a.m. And then that's how the payment was made. And then from that point forward, we don't have any documentation of any conversation from there. Looks like we did speak with you on the 31st of July and spoke about a payment of $116.02 to Guarantee Services, and we didn't make any arrangements on that call.
I don't believe anybody talked to me in July.
July 31st.
Nope.
Looks like you called in and spoke to a representative at 9:30 in the morning.
Who's that?
But, I mean, at this point, again, as far as what you're wanting to accomplish, I'd assume you want to get your gas back on, and we'll work towards doing that. As far as waiving the connection fee and all that, I'm going to have to work with my credit supervisor from there. And like I said, either you or you'll either hear from me or my manager over there tomorrow. So. Phone number I have for you, Chris, is 801-362-2330.
Yep.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. You don't call me.
I'll call you. Either myself or that credit manager will. I can assure you of that. So.
Okay. What time tomorrow?
You know, I don't get in until 9:30. Why don't you give it till about noon tomorrow? And even if I don't have an answer at that point, I'll call you and let you know. So.
And I want that driver investigated. So you give me an update on that tomorrow at noon.
I don't blame you. I absolutely will. I'll see if we have any problems, and I'll specifically talk to my credit manager that's over that person
and take it from there. So.
And that printout that you have that shows the driver, the time and date, once you give me send me a copy of that as well.
I've got that here.
Okay.
To get that specific information, we'll have to have it subpoenaed.
Okay.
And so that's kind of the route.
Okay, do you want to transfer me to your legal department? Or do I send that subpoena to you?
You know what?
My neighbor's an attorney. I'll have that done tonight.
Yeah, so I can give you the P.O. box unless you want to email it over.
I'll email it.
Yeah, so you could email it to customercare@questar.com.
That's proof right there that you're lying. It's the fact that you won't even share that information.
Share what?
I'll just take the footage that I have and I'll publish it online the last 2 months. I'll publish it online for everybody to see how corrupt your company is.
You know, and we most certainly don't try to navigate.
I've got your phone conversation of you and Kathy both saying the same thing, and I've got a video footage for that entire day from three angles showing that nothing happened. And I'll publish that online and I'll send the link to the Public Service Commission, and we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Fine.
That's most certainly your prerogative.
You're
more than welcome.
You want to go to Congress and ask for a fucking raise every single month?
You know, I...
See what they think when you're freaking lying to your customers.
Yeah, you know, and I'm not. I'm just telling you exactly what I see in my system, so...
Well, then your driver's lying to your customers.
You know, and if that's the case, it needs to be addressed, and I'll look into that.
Well, it should have been addressed in May when I brought it up, right?
And I did.
And
I addressed it with him, so... at this point in time, we'll have to just play.
You didn't. All you did was talk to a supervisor. They didn't do jack. I'll talk to the driver next time he's out here, and I'll ask him if he talked to a supervisor about it.
Okay. You're welcome to. So, it was me that you spoke with. So I did talk to their supervisor over there. So that's, I mean, I can assure you of that. But as far as
and
right
that was
now,
the supervisor in the credit department that you talked to.
His name's Mike.
Mike, and he's in the credit department, you said?
Correct, yeah. He's the manager of my credits department, so.
And is he there right now?
He's not, no.
What time does he work tomorrow?
His hours are hit and miss. He's in a lot of meetings a lot of the time, so typically he's here from around 8 to 4, but he doesn't really have set hours that he's supposed to be here at. So it varies depending on what meetings he has and what conferences he's got to be to, so. At this point in time, though, I will take it up with him. And like I said, if you don't hear back from either myself or him, I'll keep you updated. I'll give you a notice. I'll call you at the 801-362-2330 tomorrow and keep you posted.
Yeah.
So that's the best I can do for you at this point. And I most certainly understand it's frustrating. I appreciate you calming down. And hopefully we can continue to work with each other moving forward. So. All right, Chris?
All right.
Okay, we'll talk to you tomorrow, all right?